Blog Talk Radio.
One of these mornings, it won't be long. You'll look for me, and I.
Sisters and my brothers.
Amen.
Another blessed Tuesday that the Lord has allowed us to congregate together to hear a word from Him.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And you know, I tell you all the time, we want to be obedient to the word.
Amen.
We want to do just
Amen.
What the Lord has instructed us in His 66 to do. So we're going to open up today with the word of prayer. After prayer, I'm going to finish off something that I started yesterday, and hoping and trusting that the Lord will open eyes.
Amen.
Open ears that He will hear. And then we're going to travel on down this road. We like to call it Uncle Larry Made It Famous. We laughed at him when he started saying it. He used to always say fellowship, fellowship. And some of the guys laughed at Uncle Larry. Now we find ourselves doing just what he was suggesting. But here, we're fellowshiping one
yes,
with
he
another.
Said
so at this present time, we're going to ask that you will bow your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear. Pray along as we pray. Because the Bible has instructed man that prayer is truly the key to the kingdom. And he said, your faith. See, I like it about God. He don't leave no stones. He said, your faith will unlock the door. At this time, Father God, we come before you. Father, we're starting by the throne of grace, Lord, just to tell you thank you. Lord, we want to tell you thank you for what you've already done in our lives. Knowing, Father, that without you, we just couldn't make it. Knowing, Father, without you, going to a place called Calvary, dying for our sin, we would have no way back. And we want to just tell you thank you, Lord, for allowing
thank
us
you.
An opportunity to come back home. Father, we ask that you just continue to bless us, continue to keep us, Lord Jesus. Continue to guide us, give us strength, give us more understanding of your word each and every day of our lives. Whether that you continue to bless the sick and the shut in. Continue to heal those that are sick, Lord. Bless those that are stricken and seem like they're wrapped up and tied up and all tangled up in sin and think they have no way out. But we learned a long, long time ago that we have a young man that we can call upon in a time of trouble. And we just want to tell you thank you. But we have Jesus the Christ. We can go to him in a time of need. He said, come to me, all ye that are heavy laden, They said he will give you rest. That lets me know, Lord, that no matter what a condition my body might be in, mind may be in, my heart, maybe I can always come to you. And we just want to tell you thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we love you, and we truly place no one above you. We read in your word where you said you was a jealous God. We read where you said that you have no other God before me. Father, we ask that you will always keep us rooted and keep us grounded, Lord Jesus, where we always recognize you as God and God all by yourself. Father, if I'm too high, Lord, we pray that you will bring us back down. For you said in your word that humble was the way. And we just want to tell you thank you, Lord. Continue to bless, Lord. Continue to guide us, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let every heart say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, I found in my life, Brother Tim, found in my life that when you ask the Lord for something, he'll do just that. But a lot of times I find that we don't want the answer that God give us because it didn't come by way of our liking. But he answered.
All right, now. Come on.
Prayer.
Come on.
You know, I said yesterday, I can't get tired of the word, but I can get tired in the word. See, your body gets tired sometimes. Your body gets beat down, and your body gets sick, and sometimes you just don't feel like going. But the work of the word is what you can't get tired of. So you can get tired of the work. You can get tired of going, but you can't get tired of God's work. You know, you can get weary in the work, but not weary of the work. You should always want to tell somebody when the Lord has bestowed some of his knowledge upon you, you should always want to tell somebody about somebody. I heard of a song one time, the Wigan Brothers out of Mississippi, did a song said, I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I tell sometimes in a joke that my God has only found a few things that he couldn't do himself. He's never found a sinner that could save himself. God ain't never found that because he didn't plan it that way. He planned it for you to come to him to be saved because he said you were born in sin and you were shaped in iniquity. I'm going to get to a verse here real quick. I want to get to a couple of verses real quick. I'm going to get out the way here. You know, I hear a lot. There are a lot that we say is, by his stripes, I'm healed. Well, you're right. You are 100% right. But you have to know what healing you are healed of. See, when he stated and it was penned that by his stripes, you're healed. That was your sinful healing. It, you know what I said, T? It was your sinful healing. God wasn't speaking of your physical healing. God, it wasn't about your heart attack that you had. It wasn't about no stroke that you had. He hung on a cross for your sinful healing. I want to show you something real quick. I'm going to get out of the way here. I'm not going to be long. I've been too much. I've been too long already. The book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter and the 5th verse. It states that by his stripes, look what it says there. Look what it says. It says the stripes, I got to get it to you in a way that you can understand it. The stripes mentioned by Isaiah was an awful lashing up on Jesus' back by the Romans. They whipped him. Look what the Bible says. Y'all have to bear with me now. I'm working on my phone. The Bible says that 39 stripes was the traditional punishment for the condemned prisoner according to the scripture. It says these stripes upon Christ were on behalf of our healing. Now, look what it says. It was on our healing. So we take that, and a lot of times we break and run with it. But look what the Bible says. Let's go to 1 Peter, 2nd chapter in the 21st verse. Look what the 2nd chapter 21st verse says. It says, and he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
All right.
But by his wounds we were healed. See where they put the stripes over the wounds in. Did y'all just say it? He bore our sin in his body on the cross. Not my heartache. Not my wife not acting right. Not my husband not acting right. Not my kids not doing it. Look, Jesus' stripes, we are healed. It's of your sinful healing. This is why you hear me say all the time, we need to get in a Bible teaching, Bible believing.
Bible believing.
So
yes,
then we will understand and know just what the truth is. It sounds good. It fits. Alcohol will tell you I can drink because Jesus drinks. We don't find nothing about it. Well, that's true. We find where he made wine. We didn't find where he drank it. We find where he made it. So I want to tell you, sister and brother, let's continue to read and get the scripture. And if you're confused with it, if you have any problem with it, you know, bring it to us. And between my dumb self, Sister Marion, Brother Tim, Brother Eric, Reverend Henry, I'm sure between one of us, we will be able to give you just what the Bible is meaning in what it says. See, the Bible says in all their ways, get what? He said, get an understanding.
Get understanding.
That's the Bible says, get understanding. Let's understand what the word is saying. Let's not take it and make it mean what we want it to mean. Let's make it mean what thus says the Lord says. Amen? Amen. Now I'm going to get out of here. I got a little joke for you. I'm going to get out of here. After I tell you this little joke, the next voice you hear, I believe we got a song we want to give you all today, one that Brother D knows from when he was a child. It was good then, it's good now. And then we're going to, next, after that, you're going to hear the speaker of the day. Yeah, I was privileged to hear this morning. I'm always stealing from my brother. So I'm going to steal another one from him. My brother stated this morning, a little joke, he says that the man had two choices. They took him to hell, and it was so good. It was all good and pleasure. It was having so much fun. And they took him to heaven, and heaven was just laid back, relaxing. So they asked the man, what choice did he want to make? He had two choices. He said, well, I think I'll go to hell, because he saw so much fun there. When he got back to hell, he realized that it was a place of torment. Oh, it was burning. It was nothing like what he had saw. And he turned and said to him, wait, whoa. I don't want to stay here. This place is hot. This place is hell. I don't want to be here. I want to go back to heaven. He said, what happened? He said, oh, when I showed you at first, I was trying to win. Now that you have chose hell, I won. Oh, I hope you all grab that. I hope you all grab. Don't let Satan win. Don't let Satan win. Turn your life around. Why the opportunity is there. He said, lo, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man should let me in, oh, I sup with him and him with me. Church, the doors of the church is open. There's a song that says, the doors of the church is open. Come on in. Now is the time to come in. Amen. Brother, you hoping trust there's something to say in this little quick time that I want to get out of the way and just hear the word. Hope that trust that we said something that you all would grab hold to, take to heart. Go to the scripture. If you don't believe what I say, go to the scripture and read it for yourself. If you have a problem with it, you know 886-3490, 773-886-3490. And if you didn't get it, you can call Brother Dog, and I'm sure he will give you myself, Brother Tim, Sister Miriam, Brother Eric, and we will do our best to give you what thus said the Lord. And I can tell you this before I leave. We will stay with you until the power of the Lord come down to make sure that you fully understand what thus says the Lord. Amen? Amen. At this time, we're going to turn this thing over to Brother Dog. Come on, Brother Dog.
It's gonna rain. It's gonna rain. You better get ready and have a set mind. Don't show me rainbow sign.
Turn it up a little bit, dog.
You better get ready and have a safe mind. Lord, show him no, show him the rainbow sign. He said it won't be water, but by the next time, children, we back in the Bible day. Lord told the people it's gonna rain, but when he told them, they paid him no mind.
Sisters, I just want to say thank you to my Lord and Savior. Lord, I just ask that I don't adulterate your word in any form or fashion. Lord, let your word go forth. Let it flow out like a river of living water, saturating hearts and minds, Lord God. It's your word, and I just say thank you for allowing me to even speak your word, to read your word, to know and have some knowledge of your word. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. My brothers and sisters, I thank Dog for that song. I just wanted to let you know that you hear the words that it said, and we got to remember back, and we're going on into, and we're going to be in Genesis 6, Sister Marion, 7, 8, 9. I'm just going right on through just a little bit, taking some snippets out.
Praise the Lord.
But you heard
praise
what he
God.
Said. The people were so sinful, and they were doing all kind of heinous things, and God told them, and he warned them, and he told them it won't be fire. It won't be for water next time, but it's going to be fire. So he was letting them know, come on now. And they had all the signs before them. And we know that Adam and Eve messed up in the Garden of Eden, and sin became rampant. And as it came on down, the Bible says in Genesis 6, and we're talking about the flood now. We're talking about disobedience. We're talking about God's wrath. We're talking about how God's grace and his mercy, we're talking about it all. And it says in chapter 6, and it says, when men begin to increase in number on the earth, and they became, when they were starting to increase, they became so many that the Bible says God saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of their thoughts, of their heart, was only evil all the time. Now watch this now. When we see that, when we're reading, this is like in chapter 6, verse 6, and it was talking, and he was saying that everything that they, every thought that they had, everything that was in their heart was evil all the time. They didn't even have time to even praise God.
Come on,
they
Brother Kim.
Have time
come on now.
To even thank him for what he had did. They didn't even have an idea. Don't even know. They didn't. All they thought about was evil thought. It was evil in their heart, lying and stealing and everything that you could think of that was evil and wicked was in their hearts and their mind all the time. At least sometimes Brother Tim may get mad. So maybe Brother Tim may think the wrong thought. That's just every here and there. And but their hearts were so wicked that God said, I
come
saw
on,
it
man.
Myself.
Come on.
God said, I saw how great man's wickedness was on the earth and had become, and that every inclination of their thoughts of their heart, down in the heart, was only evil all the time. My. And the Lord was grieved. He was frustrated. He was upset. He couldn't take it no more. He said he was grieved that he had made man on the earth and that his heart was filled with pain. Do you know that your actions sometimes, what we got to say, like Kirk Franklin had, he said, you got to make the Lord feel something sometimes. Well, they made the Lord feel something. They made him feel, and his heart was full of pain. That how in the world the people, my people, I'm their God and their Lord, and they're my people. I've chosen them and allowed it. How can they be so wicked and so evil when I'm the one that breathed the breath of life down into them? And my heart is in pain as I look and see how filthy and evil they are. Don't you know that? Think about today's time as we're going through this. And so the Lord said, I will wipe mankind and whom I have created from the face of the earth. And man and
come on,
animals,
Brother Tim,
everything
come on now.
Was going to be wiped off. He said, for I am grieved that I have made him. He said, I was so sick and saw, I saw the thing. I was so upset. I was upset that I didn't even, how can you, I remember one time, Brother D, and I told you, I was so out there in the streets and doing what I wanted to do, and I was big and bad enough. And one day my mama came to me, and she said, son, I pray for you all the time. And she said, but I got to tell you this. All my prayers and how we raised you and trained you, ain't no way you could be my son. It hurt me to my heart.
Come on,
when
man.
Your mama
tell
you
tell
that you are a disgrace, God said that he was so upset. I said, Lord, change me. Lord, I hate to hurt my mama like I do. Lord, I don't want to be an evil, wicked man. Lord, use
come on,
me. And he did. So I'm here to tell you that he'll hear you if you're genuine, if you're sincere in your heart. And he said, I'm so grieved that I even made him. He said, but watch this now. He said, but Noah, I found favor in my eyes, says the Lord. Noah found favor in his eyes. And you know why?
Yes,
because Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time. So that doesn't mean he was the most perfect person, but compared to all them people in the world at that time, Noah was a blameless man. He was a righteous man. And so God saw favor in him, and he walked with God. Ain't that a pleasure? Sister Mary, ain't that good that you can walk with God, that you can talk
praise
with him?
Praise God, yes,
just
it
like
is.
We can do
yes,
right
it
now.
Is.
We can walk and talk with him. And so now the earth was corrupt. And in God's sight, it was full of violence. And so, well, you got to see that these people will kill you and lie and cheat. Everything that you can think of that we consider wicked and evil, they did it. And God was not happy. And he was just grieved to his heart. So he said,
all right,
Noah, because you are a righteous man, and I love you, and you appear to love me,
That's what he said.
I need you to do something. He said, because of your, see, this is why we got to make sure we understand, too. Because of your actions, there is a reaction, and it may affect your whole family. It may affect the whole world.
Come
may,
on now. Come
you know,
on, bro.
Watch
yeah,
it,
yes,
brother.
It
but you can take one man and push one of them buttons, and a nuclear bomb can wipe out millions of people.
Yes.
You know? Brother,
yes,
that
yes,
one sin that you commit, that one sin that you commit, can affect your wife, your children.
Yes,
you can bring home diseases. Your children,
yes,
you may get a divorce,
yes.
And it wipes out the family. And you know what, Brother Dean, I always tell people, I don't have no shame in my man because I've made some foolish mistakes in my life, but I'm so glad that God saved me. One day when my daughter, me and my wife was getting into it, and we're going to get a divorce, and we sick of each other. You know what my daughter told me one day? She said, "Daddy, I will never forgive you and Mama for destroying my family." I said, "Lord have mercy."
In the name
of
Jesus.
See, when God gives you warning, he told him it was going to rain.
Yes,
he told him that the flood was coming because of your evil, wickedness.
Yes,
you have to learn to take the warning and say, hey, it's time to change. But they didn't pay God no attention. They didn't pay Noah attention. Noah kept them. It ain't never rained. This man must be a nutcase. But God gave him specific instructions. He said, for you over here in 14. So make yourself an ark out of cypress wood. Make room in it and coat it with pitch. You know what that pitch was? It was waterproofing it from the inside and out. God's grace. It protects us. You know, Jesus' blood protects us from the outside and on the inside. It makes us bulletproof.
Yes.
It makes us sin-proof. That's what the pitch is. And we got to know that this ark was a safety. See, Jesus is our safetiness. And we got to deal with that. He said on the inside and the outside. He was even more specific, brother. He said, make it 450 feet long and 75 feet wide and 45 feet high. And this man been working on this thing for years and years, and they laughed at this nutcase. Look at it. He had built a boat on desert land. Look at this. This man don't know. So then he said, here it goes right here. I am going to bring flood waters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens. Every creature that has a breath I like this. Let me read this one more time.
Breath of life.
He said, destroy all life under the heavens.
Yes, he did.
Every creature that has the breath of life. God is the one that breathes the breath of life.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying, brother? He's the one that breathes the breath of life in us. And it says, everything on the earth will perish. So that's why I try to tell you, sometimes our actions will bring on destruction and frustration and things that are happening to us in our lives. But I like this, Brother D, in just a second. You are to take every kind of food and take that is to be eaten and store it away as food for you and them. You notice what I want to show you something, my brother. I didn't want to go there, but Noah was to bring the animals into the ark. And they came in, the clean and the unclean, two by two. So the unclean was just what they did. They survived. But the clean, some of them were used as a sacrifice. But we know that.
Yes,
but watch
this,
Brother D. After all of that was going on, he had created the ark, and you never seen in the Bible where Noah went and got the animals. The animals, God had it all set up.
Amen.
They came to Noah, and he let them in the ark. Sometimes we have to realize, Brother D, that you don't have to go searching after all these people. They don't want to listen. That's fine. But we got to be available and allow them to come in. But here goes number 22. My favorite part, he said, Noah did everything just as God commanded him. See, we got to be obedient, my brothers and sisters. We have to do what God tells you. The Lord then said to Noah, go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous. See, that's what we got to look at. These are the little tidbits I'm trying to give you. And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. And then we get on down, and it says, on the day of all the spring of the deep, verse 4, and the floodgates of heaven were open, and rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights.
My Lord.
Yes, come on, Brother Tim.
And then I'm going to get way over here, and then it says, and God said, this sign, after the 40 days and it rained, and then all of a sudden Noah and them sent out the dove, and it came back, and it had a little leak, and we see that the water had receded. God said this to Noah. He said, and God said, this is 9:12, and he said, this is the sign of the covenant. He made a covenant with Noah.
He made a covenant with
me. He said, I am making between me and you and every living creature with you. See, Brother D, I wanted to say that those people died and all of them drowned, the whole earth, you know that even the animals that were left, they were collateral damage, Brother D. They didn't do nothing. They were innocent.
They didn't do nothing. But they perished
with the people. You know, that's why God chose only certain ones to come on in. So here's my point. You don't necessarily have to hurt yourself, but your family and friends can be collateral damage. You will take them down with you. But God said, I'm gonna make a covenant with you, and I'm making it between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the cloud, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring the cloud over the earth and the rainbow appears in the cloud, I will remember my covenant.
And all the
living creatures of the earth at every time. Never again will the water become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the cloud, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every time on the earth. I'm here to tell you today, my brothers and sisters, that God has made a covenant with us. He realized that we were so sinful that he wiped out the whole earth. But he has a family that he found to be righteous because the father was righteous. He obeyed God and did everything that God had commanded him to do. He believed in God, and he even when he was humiliated, that's why I'm trying to tell my brother and sister, but I said, put it in today's turn, because guess what? There's going to be people that are going to turn against you, Brother Dahl. They're going to make fun of you, Brother Dahl. They're going to try to make sure that you get humiliated. And if you make any kind of stumble, they watching you, man. They watching me. They watching Brother D. They watching Sister Mary. They want to catch you if you do anything wrong. If you stumble or any kind, instead of helping you up, they want to, like Brother Witt taught me, and I ain't going to never forget it. He said, never look down on no man unless you're helping them up. They don't want to help you up. They want to make fun of you. So that's what they did to Noah. They laughed at him, but they didn't know their life was in his hand, because if they had walked with him, God would have saw that they were righteous and that they were willing to believe and be obedient, and their life could have been saved. But they decided they wanted to do what they want to do. But the Bible said that Noah did everything just as God had commanded him, even though he went through trials and tribulations of being humiliated. They thought the man was a nutcase for building a 450-foot ark on dry land. They didn't understand what was going on, but God gave them a chance to get their lives together. But everything in their hearts and their mind was evil and wicked. There was violence all over the earth, and God was grieved that he had ever even made man. So here I am today to tell you, my brother and sister, look around and you see all the evil. One man has allowed his troops to go in and destroy a whole other country and threaten to even hit the nuclear bomb on them. We got people that are stealing and lying. We got politicians that only want to line their own pocket. We got things on the books that we don't have no clue about what they want to do. And everything is about money and how much they can do. It's all about sex, and it's all about lies and thieves and things that goes on in this life. But Noah did everything that God has commanded. It may save your family's life, my brothers and sisters. So I'm here today to tell you that be like Noah. Be obedient to God's word. It says in the Bible that obedience is better than any sacrifice you can do. So you can come in to the church and put all your big $500 money and all that in the pot and offering, but God wants to look at your heart. What is your heart telling
yes,
you,
he
you
does.
Don't want your
yes,
heart
he does.
Wicked
Come
and
on
evil.
Now.
It may save your
Come
family.
On.
It may be the one that you will be able to be the only one left. We don't understand that a nuclear bomb can go off and God can protect you and shield you from any
yes,
kind of radiation or anything.
Yes,
he's all-powerful. He's the one that scrolled the whole star into the sky and didn't have no blueprint, didn't ask man for anything. He told him, and he spoke it into existence, let there be, and it
yes,
was. And
yes,
here I am
come
today to tell you,
tell
my brother,
tell
Noah
it.
Did everything that God had commanded him. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that you need to get it right today, because you're sitting around laughing and you're running out of time. When the ark closes, nobody gets in and nobody gets out. Don't you see the blood of Jesus over the ark and that he's protecting it like the pit? He waterproofs it. Nothing gets in and nothing gets out. God has the key and lock the door. Nobody else is getting in. My brothers and sisters, you need to know Noah did everything just as God had commanded him.
Amen.
So I'm here today to tell you, once again, Noah was considered righteous. Are you considered righteous?
Yes, he was.
Are we doing everything that God has asked us to do? Brother Tim stumbles and falls sometimes, but I'm so glad that that awesome tag team grace and mercy is in my life, and God allows me to get up and dust myself off again. When I make a decision to get out of hand, he said, you got the gift of reconciliation. I can go to Sister Marion and tell her I'm sorry. I can go to Brother D and tell him I was out of order.
Tell
but
it.
Here I am
tell
today
All right,
asking
man.
You
All
for
right.
your forgiveness. I'm
All
here
right.
to tell you today, my brother and sister, do you see the rainbow in the sky? If you don't believe nothing else,
come
believe
on,
what
man.
Your eyes are
come
seeing.
On,
You've seen the rainbow. How did the rainbow just come? Because God said, I made a covenant, an everlasting covenant. It'll never go away.
Yes.
We'll be in past thousands and thousands and thousands of years that rainbow has been coming up in the sky. God has made a promise, and he's no shorter than his word. I'm here to tell you, my brother and sister, when he breathes the breath of life in you, you belong to him. That's what grieved him.
Yes.
They didn't want to see it. They didn't want to hear. They didn't want to believe that there was a God. And here we are today still not believing that there is a God. They still don't want to believe that there's judgment day coming. Oh, yeah, just like they did here in Noah's day. They laughed and they made fun. But one day, judgment time came, and God said, enough is enough. And he opened the floodgates
Come on
up heaven,
now.
And all of a sudden, and the springs and the brooks came up with water, and all of a sudden the whole earth was filled with water, but Noah and his family were safe in the ark. Don't you want to be safe in the ark? Don't you want to be in the ark of God's love? Don't you want to be wrapped up in his love? And not just what you think, but what God thinks of you. He said Noah was a righteous man. He was blameless and that amongst all his people of that time. My brothers and sisters, God got a name for you. And guess what? If your name ain't written in the Lamb's Book of Life, if you haven't made your decision to love him and press and praise him and magnify his name, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And that's what our job
man.
Is,
Come
to
on.
Lift him up. And that's what we're trying to do now, Sister Mary. We're trying to lift him up. We're trying to tell you that it's the same thing.
Yes.
If God destroyed the whole earth then, that's why Brother Sister Mary read one time in Revelation, he said, there's going to be a new earth and a new heaven. They say it's going to time out for this foolishness. Don't think. In one day, all of a sudden, he'll appear in the sky, and the whole world going to see him, and he's going to have all those who are dead in Christ to rise for, and the rest of us are going to be caught up in there with him. Don't you want to be caught up with him? Don't you want to hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant? I'm here to tell you today, even the animals were obedient to him. They went to the ark, and Noah put him in the ark, and the rest of them were collateral damage. They all died with him because somebody made a mistake by being evil and wicked. I'm here to tell you today, my brother, it's time to get it together. We all, and if the righteous people scarcely make it in, what do you think about a sinner? He said, sinners
amen,
gonna be running
amen.
On a great day. They're going to be running.
Yeah.
So you can't hide from it. That's like they thought they could hide. They can't hide. You can't get on the highest mountain. It rains for 40 days and 40 nights. I'm just going to tell you today. Knowing that everything God had commanded him. So I'm here today to tell you, my brother, let's get it together. Let's get in the ark of God's love and his safety and his protection. He got it. The blood will cover you. The blood will protect you. All we got to do is do what he says. My. Noah did everything just as God had commanded him. We got to do what he asked us to do. Go into Romans 10 and 9 and confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Do exactly what he tells you to do. Back to you, Sister Marion and Brother D.
Amen. It's going to rain.
Yes, it is.
God told Noah it's going to rain.
The
scripture has informed man they didn't believe in what God had told Noah. See, Noah was trying, but it was God speaking through him. Noah told him it was going to rain. Brother Tim has let us see it today that they laughed at Brother Noah. They made the Bible in the old days, they would say they poked fun at him because he did not want to believe. It hadn't done it. But he said it's going to rain.
Jesus.
And then he told Noah, I want you to build me an ark. See, he didn't ask Noah to build him an ark. He said, I want you to build me an ark. So we want to do for Jesus. A lot of times we find ourselves doing it for ourselves. We find ourselves just being too high-minded for ourselves. We need to learn to do just what the word say.
That's the truth.
You find
that that's the truth.
When the rain came, you see what it did? I was saying when the rain came today.
Come on, man.
At first, if I had to let my little mind go, I said, oh, they thought it was just going to be a little few drops just for the day. Like, you know, it rained here today. I don't think it's going to rain tomorrow, but that's as good as the rain kept coming. But after a while, I believe in my heart, I believe.
Come on,
man. It ran up to layer one, a layer two. I believe it ran here up in the tree. They said it can't get up here, but the rain kept coming. Sisters and brothers, all God.
Glory, hallelujah, Jesus.
I have to back up for a minute. I don't like saying God try, because God don't try nothing. Bro, Tim informed you earlier. He said, God said, let there be, and it was. So, see, God don't have to try. God just do. Name of Jesus. He said, it's going to rain. I could see him in my little mind hanging up in the top of the tree, thinking he was safe. But the rain kept coming. The Bible says for 40 days and 40 nights. You know, if you touch your fire hydrant on or your water hydrant on right now and just let just a little drip for 40 days and 40 nights, you'll flood your house. Just imagine the rain coming that long.
Come on now.
In the name of Jesus. But Tim has really preached a mighty powerful message today.
Yeah.
Oh, you all should be on fire right now. Your soul should be yawning and burning. You should truly get Jeremiah understanding right now. I think everyone under the word, under the sound of Brother Tim's voice should be just like Jeremiah right now. Just like fire.
Yes, yes.
Shit up in my bone.
All right.
You ought to tell God. You ought to be willing to tell God right now, for God I live. And for God, I'm willing to die. Lord, here I am.
Oh, yes.
Fix me, Lord. Fix me. I tell you all, I wouldn't let another day go by. No, I wouldn't let another minute. I wouldn't let another nanosecond go by. Behind what I just heard, if I knew nothing about God, behind what I just heard, I wouldn't let another nanosecond go by without saying,
how do I
know this man? That you all call Jesus.
Yeah.
How do I know him? He makes you too happy. I see. Hey, Marion, come on here. And she can't stop. Brother Tim can't stop. Brother D can't stop. I got Brother Eric in the wings waiting to get it. How do God make y'all so happy? I want another second go back without asking the question. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God is truly
He has shined on us today.
In the name of Jesus. Come on, Etty. Come on here. For Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Noah said,
praise the Lord. I tell you, I'm like y'all normally say, Brother Tim, preach that word, and the only thing left to say is the benediction. Glory be to God. It's a blessed word. Yeah. I enjoyed everything, Brother Tim. You just keep on preaching the word of God because it was hot. It was good.
Yes, it was.
It was something to make us go throughout the whole of next week. Back in your hand, Brother D.
At this time, Brother D still at work. I'm going to have to try to press forward here. I want my brother, I'm going to let my brother Eric come in. She just gave it like she, I guess it's, ain't no guess that I know. There's nothing else to be said. But the benediction. I'm asking my brother if he will come in and do just that. Let him give us final words and the benediction. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Eric, are you there? Amen.
You know, I mean, when you sit up there and, like you say, brother, there's no need for no adding to that. But I just want to say thank him because the Holy Spirit
thank
is
you.
Our brother tonight and cover him and express his something. It's most of us don't, I mean, we have to believe and trust in God and know it can rain. You know what I'm talking about? And when it does rain, no one can stop it but God. And that's what he did. He started something that had never happened before, rain. And then they didn't trust in him. Noah said it for over 125 years. It was going to rain. No man didn't believe.
Never happened before.
But I thank God. Jesus. I thank God for the word. I thank God for our brother. You know, I thank him for his testimony. And I thank God how he's using this ministry to build kingdom, man. That's what's happening right now. We live in the days, man. Man don't know what the hour. We know one thing. We can be sure. We can tell you when we're born on. No man know the hour when he's going to leave. So I say have a relationship with the Lord. Know the Lord before you leave this earth. Know that you can say, I know. Without a shadow of doubt, I'm going home. I'm going home to be with you.
All right, man.
Not because I'm so good. Not because I cross all my T's, brother.
Because he's so good at you, man.
Sister Mary. Because God looked down on my fault and washed it. That's what I love about God, though. He can wash this.
Yeah.
He can make you whole.
Yeah.
They still tell me about something I did 25 years ago, and I told you, he forgave me.
He forgave me, man.
I'm waiting on the day to come. I'm waiting on that day to come. Well, I don't know if we'll have to come. We might not be this generation. We might be that generation to see God come back.
Amen.
I know you hear it. It's like they were saying nowadays. We might be that generation to see God. We might be. Hey, you, brother Donald, you might be hollering, grass raised, and you might be the only one in at the track that they're all with the coming of him. But I'll tell you one thing about it. When he comes, boy, he's going to show up and show out. He's going to show up and show out.
Yes, he is.
I love the word. Man. I love that word. I can eat off that word every day. Every day I can live off that word. You can preach that to me every day. I believe in the mystery. I believe in it.
Amen.
I believe he's coming back.
Amen. You know, Brer, you all hear me tell this, and I've told it many times. There was a young man, he knew him well, young man by the name of Lord Ray, one of the famous gospel singers of the Southern Faith. And when I met that young man, I knew Christ. So I was born and raised in church, but I had backslid like all do. I was back out in the streets doing my thing. And when I met Lord has something about him that made me want to hang around him. And the more I hung around Lord, the more the Bible was discussed. I found myself reading and calling Lord, I'm hung up over here. But I didn't say this. He told me something on his dying bed. I went to see him. I was standing there, tears all in my eyes, because I didn't want to see him leave. I had grown to love Lord.
What is it?
And Noah said, boy, don't cry for me. He said, I got my business fixed. When you can say business fixed with the Lord, what you saying? When you that you know you've been born again.
You ought to tell God thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir. You said something.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I got
my business fixed.
I got my business. Ooh, yes. Got my business fixed.
Beautiful, brother.
It says something when you can tell the world your business is fixed with the Lord.
All right, now.
You're saying something. That's what you're saying something.
Thank
beautiful.
Can I come back in and just tell you? I normally sometimes when I don't, I just sometimes when I get stuff like a pop or something to drink when I'm out cutting, I'll throw the bag away. I just happened to sit at the table when I just got done with the message. I looked up and I saw a receipt sitting on the table, and I said, I'll just throw this away. Looked at it. I went to the gas station, got a little gas, and I got a pop. The man charged me $536 because they over there talking. He hit the wrong button. So I'm so glad. I thank God I got my receipt. Ain't that something?
Look at Jesus.
$536 for a pop. Ain't that something?
Look at Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Put you in a position
you can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
My.
For you to come in and just let the Lord have his way with your problems. The Lord told you his word. He said, bring your brothers to me. See, I heard Brother Tim say one time, we said before, see, God didn't build you to deal with problems. God didn't build you for that. Okay. I know he didn't because he said bring your brothers to the Lord and leave them with me.
He didn't leave them there.
His shoulders is always wide enough. And you just can't carry the load. So he said, leave the load with me. So anyone that's troubled in mind, whatever, kids not acting right, family is, I don't care what the problem might be, just whatever is bothering you that you need to just discuss it. I can tell you this much. Whatever you discuss with us, we're going to take it to one place and one place only. We'll take it to the Lord.
Amen.
We'll take it to the Lord. That's all that we can do.
Amen.
We'll take it to the Lord. For those that's listening, tune in tomorrow evening for an hour of reflection. Amen. Hosted by Sister Mary, Brother D, and Brother Tim. Hopefully, Brother everybody tune in. We'll be over in the Amen Corner. In the name of Jesus.
God bless.
At this time,
amen.
We'll turn it back over to Brother Dog. Amen, brother.
Amen.
Like you said, Brother Tim, for that powerful sermon. But you know how we do it now.
Yes.
We're not going to go overboard, though. But I'm going to give y'all 22 seconds. So y'all figure out which one of y'all want to go first, half, in between. But you got your 22 seconds. And don't y'all abuse y'all 22 seconds. Amen?
Amen. 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 Come on, T.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just enjoyed everything I heard. And I just thank God for Jesus. Yes. And just a reminder, Brother D, I'm ready to make the announcement tomorrow evening at same time, same channel. Be with us for an hour for a time for reflection. Just pray my strength in the Lord, Brother Tim. You preach that word. Praise God.
Yes,
pray my strength
indeed.
In the Lord. Back
Amen.
To you, Brother D.
Amen. Yes, amen. Yes. Bro, Eric knows. I think everyone on here knows that between myself and Bro Ed, we could talk for another 2 hours, but I'm going to do my pass my 20 seconds to my brother and let him have a little action in there. After that, Bro Tim can close it out. Come on, Bro Ed. Amen.
Yeah, I'm echoing, man. You know, I was glad when they said, let's come to the house of the Lord. I'm so glad that I heard the word.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm full, you know. I know we need this in this season right now to be encouraged. Thank you, Brother Tim, and may God give you strength, man. Because when you pull it out like that, you know, I know you exhaust yourself, and but then, you know what?
Yes, man.
One day, God gonna call you. I know you ain't scared. What I'm gonna tell you, He gonna say, "Well done, my brother." he gonna tell you, "Come on up." He was on a few things. I'm gonna give you something. You thought you had something on this side. I'm gonna bring you up a little higher. I don't know about you, but you're trying to get higher to me. So thank God for you getting higher, brother. Thank you,
Brother Tim.
I would just like to say this from the bottom of my heart. I pray that God would touch me in my heart, that I don't be evil and wicked like the people in Noah's day. I don't want everything in my heart and my mind to be of wickedness and evil. I want to be righteous in his sight, and I want to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And I do stumble, but I'm so grateful that he forgives me, and I just wanted to tell him thank you for all that he does.
Thank you,
Jesus
Lord.
Name. Amen. Back to you, Brother D. Brother Don.
Right now, back to you.
I've got something, I would like to tell you right now. Those of you who don't have no God on your side,
God bless
you. If I were you, wherever you are right now, I wouldn't wait too long.
Amen. Before we go, Brother Eric, you got a fellow, one of your fellow stations over there that said he appreciated the prayer. And if you don't mind, give me another short prayer for Brother Dre. We call it Alondre Garland. We call him Brother Dre. Give him a prayer. He said he needs a prayer. He said he needs a prayer. So would you do a short prayer for one of your fellow statesmen there, Brother Eric, if you don't mind?
Yes, sir. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We come to you humble before the throne of grace, Lord. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown, Lord. Lord, we're standing in intercessory prayer for Brother Dre right now. Lord, we ask you, Father God, you know his heart. You know the things he has to go through to make everyday living, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, it be your will, Lord, to cover him, Lord, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Lord. Move anything to hinder him for healing him, Lord. So we ask you in the name of Jesus to touch him, Lord. And we thank you for the healing, Lord, in advance. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Here. And the word, the tale is right here. Listen.
All right, Sister Marion, give us a final prayer for all the people out there that's suffering, that need a prayer. Just give us a prayer for everybody that's listening, Sister Marion, if you don't mind. Sister Marion, come on in there. Sister Marion, where you at? Sister Marion,
I'm so sorry, Brother Dog. I was praying. I forgot I was on mute. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for this day. Father God, we thank you for your blood that you keep us covered with each and every day of our lives. Father God, we ask you to look upon your people, dear God. Each and every one that's here, that's on this radio program, at the sound of my voice, Father God, I ask you to touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, supply them with all of their needs. Father God, if it's a sickness, Father God, we ask you to touch and heal right now in the name of Jesus. It is a financial or even a heartbreak. Father God, we ask you to touch, Father God. Father God, for you say bring all our burdens to you. Blessed that we bring all your burdens, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, not only the ones that listen, but bless your people all over the world, dear God. Father God, bring us together, dear God. Teach us to love each other, Father God. For the love of man has waxed cold, dear God. Father God, we ask you to bless, Father God, that we get to know you one more time, God, by the pardon of our sins, God. But truly, Father God, we need you. And without you, we are nothing. We can do nothing without you, God. Father God, and we truly thank you, God. Father God, just bless right now. Bless the hearers, God. Open up that ears, God. Father God, bless the sick, the needy, Father God, the young and the old, Father God. Bless in the nursing home, Father God. All in the streets, Father God, the homeless, God. Father God, we just ask you to bless your people, for we are all yours, God. And without you, we wouldn't make it on this earth. Father God, and we thank you. We forever praise your holy name. We thank you for the program, Father God. We thank you for Brother Dog and the mind that he have, God, to have these services, God. Father God, it's just a blessing, and we ask you to bless him, Father God, for the goodness of his heart. Father God, you know his needs. You know his mind. We ask you to touch his coming. Bless his coming and bless his going, God. In your holy name, Jesus. Bless Brother D, Brother Tim, Brother Eric. Bless the one that's carrying your word, Father God. Father God, so much come up against your people, Father God. Some people just don't want to hear. Some people just hate to see you coming because they don't want to hear about Jesus. Father God, but we will continue to lift you up from the earth, God. Father God, and we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's Mary must be, she must be reading my mind, but she's long-winded. But that big, y'all ain't through yet, prayer warrior. Brother Tim, are you out there? Brother Tim.
Amen.
Brother Tim. Brother Tim, y'all be quiet. Y'all be
yes,
quiet.
Sir.
That Sister Mary, she a little long with it. I need you to do a short. I need you to do a short prayer for Brother D. I just need you to do a short prayer for Brother
Praise
D.
God. Praise God.
Come on. Come on, Tim. Come on, Tim.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank God that I'm able to be an intercessor for my brother. I just ask that, Lord, that you would bless him, keep him, and touch him with the fingertip of love. Anoint him, consecrate his heart and his soul and his spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Tim. Thank you for that short prayer. Brother Eric,
sure
Reverend Brian, Reverend Brian, can I get a short prayer for Sister Marion? Reverend Brian, can I get a short prayer for Sister Marion?
Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come thanking you, Father God, for our sister, Lord. We thank you for all the things she does and brings to the ministry, Lord. We ask you to cover her, Lord, for anything she has in her heart. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you. Brother D, thank Brother you, D, Lord. You ain't got to wait. Now, Brother D, we need you to do a short prayer for Brother Tim. For Brother Tim. For Brother Tim.
Jesus. Father God, we come before you again. Lord, we're coming to the throne of grace just to tell you thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for the word that you allowed us to hear today. We thank you for the speaker that gave your word, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless him, continue to keep him, Lord. Bless his home. Bless every endeavor that he may engage into, Lord. Just touch him right now with your powerful love, Lord. Continue to bless him. Continue to keep him, Lord. Keep all
bless,
hurt,
Lord
karma,
Jesus.
Danger, wait, Lord,
thank
in the name
you,
of
Jesus.
Jesus. Father, we love
in
you,
the
Lord,
name of Jesus.
We truly place no one above you. Lord, these blessed moments, we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. Let every heart say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. He's another one of them on long-winded. So, Sister Mary, one more time now. We know you're a black, strong woman. We know you're a black, strong woman, but you must have stepped outside of your you must have stepped outside of your marriage, and you got a white kid. You're going to say a short prayer for Sister Emily. We're going to say that for Sister Emily because Sister Emily's been on that old rough ship. You know, Sister Emily, she's been on that old rough ship, but now she's trying to stir her way home. So, Sister Mary, could you do a short prayer for Sister Emily? He your stepdaughter. Your
Father
stepdaughter.
God, in the name of your Jesus. Son, Jesus, Father God, we lift Sister Emily up to you, Father God. We ask you to bless her, Father God, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. Bless her mind, Father God. Father God, bless her to get more and more into you, Father God. Father God, we ask you to keep her, dear God. Father God, and give her the desires of her heart. Father God, bless her as she come to you, Father God, and we ask you to just saturate her with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. I pray, amen, and thank God.
If I were you, wherever you are right now, I wouldn't wait too long. I'd bow down on my knees and I'd say, for God I live. For God, I'm willing to die. You may feel like you don't need him now, but after a while, when it's all over,
yes,
somebody gonna call your name, and you won't be no longer held out. Please listen to me a little while today. You may not. Oh Lord.
Yes, yes.
You may not be able to see your mistakes now, but you see, all I'm asking you to do is take a little time and look back over your life and listen to a song that we're singing here. And the words, the tale is right here. Listen. You may be doing fine now, and you may have fine clothes to wear and ride around in fine automobiles, but sooner or later death's gonna creep into your room just like it happened.
Yes, yes, yes. I want to apologize to some of the listeners. I'm going to say some of the listeners because, Brother B, I got to give him credit. You know, we don't try to go no more than an hour on these shows because of the attention span of a lot of people. But some people do it. And I understand now what him and Reverend Brian always say, when that spirit hits you, you don't want to go nowhere. Well, we got a few more minutes today, so y'all give me a little bit more, y'all. Come on, just give me a little bit. I don't need much. Just give me a little bit more. Give me a little bit more, guys. Y'all still over. Give me a little bit more. Give me a little bit more. Give me a little bit.
Bro, you know something, Brother Dawg? I'm going to say this to you. Brother Tim said this a lot. I'm surprised he hadn't even came with today. Brother Tim said, if you come out the rain, if you just stay out the rain long enough, he said, you'll dry off. And what he's saying is that if you continue to hang around God's word, it will soon start to saturate in your heart. That's all Brother Tim said. Stay out the rain. Come out the rain. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Y'all just tell God thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Brother D, I did my part. I'm going to go ahead. I was going to give my dedication. I was going to dedicate my little time to Brother Eric so he could go ahead, but I didn't know you were just the only one speaking. I'm sorry.
Amen. We don't know what the, when it's
hey, you know what? You know what? And you know what? I was earlier. I was saying that y'all remember when Samuel, and the children of Israel, when they asked him for a king. Y'all remember that Samuel?
Yes.
And they asked for one, but they had judges. Samuel had got old, Brother Tim, and then he let his sons over him, and they were just treating the people real bad. And they said, "We want a king." And he went to the Lord in prayer, but he was so displeased. But then God, you know what God told him, Brother Tim? He said, they didn't reject you. They reject me. Whatever you enter into someone's heart today, whatever you say, if they don't hear you, they ain't hearing you, missing out on you. They missing out on God. Because you told them something that's probably been told over all their life. It's going to rain. A trial's going to come. A tribulation's going to come. You know what happened, Brother D? That we get complacent.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
You've been heard over and over. I looked that word up. I'm going to leave y'all alone like this with him. I looked that word up, cliche. I just had to look at it for a minute. And the cliche is like you taking something like that rain you talking about, Brother Tim. And he's been saying over 125 years. When he first said it, it had an effect to it, but he kept repeating it. It kept repeating it, so it took the original form away from him so people wouldn't believe. Well, I'm telling you right now, I know Jesus coming back, and I really believe that. I know he's coming back, and he's coming back for you and I. Not just because we did something so great. I'm going to wait. But he did it because he loved us.
Amen.
He loved us.
Amen.
In spite of all
Amen.
We did, he loved us.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right. Well, I'm gonna do something that we don't normally do on this program, but I'm stretching it out a little bit longer because I got some stuff I can't really say unless the person said themselves, and I'm thinking they might be listening and they might want to say it. But I'm gonna stretch it out a little bit further today. Anybody that's listening right now that needs something or wanna say something, hit the one button now. If you got something you want to say today, hit the one button. We got a person. We got. Just listen to me, prayer warrior. We got people out there that's got problems that I'm not at liberty, like you said,
mm-hmm.
Brother.
Right.
Always said we don't go mm-hmm. tell nobody business unless they tell their own business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the reason I'm stretching
Amen.
It out is because
Amen.
I know this show is really helping the person I'm talking about. But if they don't want to talk about it right now, I'm not going to force them to do it. So that's why I'm prolonging
mm-hmm.
this a little bit longer. The people that are expecting us to be off the air, please bear with us a little longer, please, because if we,
Amen.
How y'all say it, Brother Reverend Brad, if we hit one person, we done did our job.
The Bible says the angels in heaven rejoices off of just one.
That's it.
And if the angels in heaven rejoices just a man with my Lord and Savior for you.
Right.
But the word
Come
says
on,
the angels in heaven rejoices.
That's it.
Hello.
Yeah.
We hear you. Go ahead.
Hello,
Sister Emily. Go, come on.
Oh, how are y'all?
Hello.
Beautiful.
It was a very great word tonight. I really appreciate it. I know y'all have already done all the prayers, but I would like to ask for one for my Nana. She had a mini stroke in her right eye. This happened like a month ago. I just haven't really spoke about it. She went to the eye doctor again today, and they're not too hopeful about her left eye. The same thing could happen. But I'm just putting it in God's hands, and I just want some prayers for her. She's been very strong through it all, and we just need some extra prayers.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for the for the faith of the little one, Lord. We thank you for the faith, Lord. She wants us to send in intercessory prayer, Father God, for her nanny, Lord. You know what's wrong with the eye, Lord. But we believe, Father God, that you are healer, Lord. And knowing that as we touch and breathe right now with our faith, with her faith, Lord, you can tell the doctor and go in his hands. You can even take medication and heal. Whatever how you do it, Lord, we just want to give you thanks in advance, Lord, in the
Thank
name of
you,
Jesus for your healing. This we
Amen.
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Walk with me, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, come on, Tim.
No, I like that, dog.
Well, I'm on.
I like that. Come on, dog, with that. I'm on a tedious journey, Lord. I need
Jesus
you to walk
journey.
With me. Hold my
That's
hand.
It, yeah.
Be my friend, Lord.
I don't think Reverend Brown was on at the beginning of the show. We had his song that one of his favorite songs was Walk Around Heaven. I don't think he heard his song. Intro song today.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that was the intro song.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Walk Around Heaven. Oh, yeah. Brother D took it.
Oh,
Brother D took it from me, though. What y'all know about this hymn with this?
Yeah.
This going back when we didn't have no instruments to you.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me while I'm on this Jesus journey. I want Jesus, oh yeah, to walk with me. Don't leave me alone, Lord. Don't leave me alone. Oh, don't leave me alone, Lord. Don't leave me alone. While I'm on this Jesus
journey,
I want Jesus, oh my, to walk.
Come on, man. Get us out of here. Somebody get us out of here. We'll be here all day. Appreciate it, Sister Emily. Get us out of here, y'all. Don't forget tomorrow, same time, same station, a time for translation with Sister Marion. And I think Emily got some verses she got to get off of. She got some more verses tomorrow. So tune in. And if anybody want to hit support Sister Emily on her path of righteousness, tune in tomorrow and give her a kind word. Just to say, I'm listening to you. And I'm just saying, thank you, Sister Emily. You're trying. Nobody's perfect, but you're trying. Get us out of here, y'all, before I get to preach.
That's right. That's so
get
true.
Get us out of here. Get us out of here.
Yeah, well, bro, with Sister Emily having the verses, that lets you know that she's listening. There's a song that says, King Jesus is listening. And let you know she's listening. And if she's listening to us, Jesus is listening to her in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. So you know, when we came up in the church as kids, I said it earlier, but Eric said it, Sister Marion said it, there's nothing left but the benediction. Said, may the Lord watch between you and me while we absent. One from another.
Yes, sir.
Disconnect.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, sir.
Let every heart say,
amen.
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 We finna get out of here, but y'all listen to this last song. We finna get out of here, but y'all listen to this last song. And thank you, Sister Mary.
We finna get out of here.
Gave me these songs. Sister Mary gave me this song. But thank y'all, and I love these versions of these songs. I love these songs. Amen.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me.
Yes.
Walk with me.
Keep it open. We'll be going another hour or 2 hours. But like I said, I hope somebody got somebody. Brother D always say, I hope somebody got somebody to sermon today. If you didn't, I'm going to say it again. You must not got a puff in your body. Sister Mary, get out of here, Sister Mary. We'll see you tomorrow, Sister Mary. Get out of here, Sister Mary. We love you. God bless. Sister Mary, get on out of here. All right, guys. We finna revert on over to the next segment. We appreciate y'all for sticking there with us. I did see two people hung up. So if you hung up, God bless you too. Even if you hung up, we bless you too, and hope no ear will come to you too. Cause one of these days you'll be back on here. Well, I ain't gonna brag. Thank y'all for coming on today. All right, kid. The rest of the guys. Anybody got something? Let's go. Announcements, anything, you know, wheelchair retired. Wheelchair, so y'all did him wrong, he retired. We're going to speak on that a little bit, just a tad of that tonight. Kid, if you're on the phone, get on it. The show over full today for a reason. I don't know what's going on today for it to be over full, but it's over full today too. So I think they was looking for some repercussions from yesterday. Well, technically we ain't got no repercussions, but some might come up. We was on the back line. We had some good discussions, but when I come on the main line where people, where everybody can hear it, they don't want to express themselves, and they don't realize expressing themselves is just like the prayer show. You'd be surprised who might need to hear some of the stuff we be talking to. So, if you want to come on the front line, you can. If don't nobody come on yet, I'm gonna say this right here. Yesterday we had the discussion on the big snafu that we had down in Orangeburg. And we had one of my friends come on, Mark Reddick, and I got word today that Mark Reddick said something that was some people felt that he shouldn't have said, and that was about the DP man bedding in the pot. It was said that Mark Reddick specifically said that wheelchair bedded in the pot. So I talked to wheelchair today. Wheelchair said he did not. I repeat, wheelchair said he did not bed in the pot. So his decision on what he made on that call was not based on him having something to gain by bedding in the pot. So I just wanted to straighten that up, because normally on my show, whether I like it or whether nobody else like it or whatever, we try to make sure we give the truth, just like we try to preach the gospel. We try to preach the truth on some of this stuff that we are doing in this growing world. Now, I have taken up on myself not to do much cursing, but I've noticed when I don't do much cursing and act a fool, y'all don't want to talk, but y'all ain't going to make me come out of my shell about not cursing. I'm going to try to stick with that as long as I can, because if I don't, I'm going to have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and hear Brother Eric calling me on the phone or texting me, waking me up, telling me I shouldn't have got out of my... Yeah, they getting me, boy. They be getting on me, but they trying to do it for the best of me, and I appreciate anything I do. All right, guys, we got a full show. And ain't nobody raising their hand. Anybody ain't got nothing? Y'all ain't got nothing? I don't want to disappoint y'all and just cut the show off. I mean, I want to keep the show going if y'all got something you want to discuss. But I got a phone call today. I can't tell y'all about that phone call. But anyway, starting tomorrow through all the way through Sunday, we got races going on. We got people at the track testing. We got this thing going on and cars trying to get fixed, cars trying to do whatever. And I'm gonna be tied up. That's why on Wednesdays when I do the Wednesday show, I be at the track. I can't give it my full attention because I'm at the track. Now I'm getting a text. Let me see who I'm getting this text from. Let me see. I'll text you 50 times. You. That's one of my main man. He said I'll text you 50 times. And he said, let me see here. He said, I'm gonna cuss him out. Yeah. But it is what it is. Hey, man, somebody hit the one button. Y'all come on. If y'all want to keep the show going for at least a little bit of time, if I don't know when nobody going to hit the one button, I could have kept the pressure on, because I was having a good time on the press show, man. I'll text you 50 times. You will cuss. Oh, yeah. Well, then, you know, B, I always cuss you that. If I don't cuss on the back line, you know, something. All right. Okay, no problem. I don't have to beg this here. Watch this here. But Tim, what you got, Brother Tim? Brother Eric? Brother B, what y'all got, man? What y'all got, brother? Bet you they got some.
You know what I got? You know what me and Brother Tim got? Brother Tim and I got a word for you.
Hey! Nobody else hit the one button.
That's what we call
it. Talk to me.
Yeah.
If they don't want to hit the one button, I'll make them hang up if they don't want to hit the press show.
they may have been enjoying it. They may have been enjoying the pressure. I tell them this, Brother Tim was listening as well. Greg probably still here as well. But I would say as if it's
shame to own me. They didn't hang up.
He said, I'd be ashamed to own you before my Father, which is in heaven. I wouldn't want to wait to the end and the Lord tell me to part from me, for my work was of iniquity. You know, I've heard many times, they said there'd be many preachers saving souls and die and go to hell themselves. In other words, what they're trying to tell you that you're doing good and you helped the many people along the way, so you think you're going to make it in, but you wasn't saved. God don't care about
that.
He gave you one way only.
Okay.
Amen.
I let you choke that word. I'm going to close you back up. I'm going to give him another chance. All right, guys, anybody got anything y'all want to talk about? Y'all got the big 16 car? The big 16 car race at Mike Hill Race. We got duck race going on right now. Anybody got anything? Anybody got anything? I'm asking you again. Hey, the people that are on the show right now, I'm going to apologize in advance because it don't look like nobody want to stir up no controversy today. And I ain't in the mood to stir up no controversy today. I won't run for none, but I ain't trying to stir up none. Anybody got anything? 313-5727. 313-5727.
What is Orangeburg going to do about those lights?
What is
Orangeburg
going to
do about those lights?
All I can tell you to do is go to the website and ask them. I can't answer for them, but you got a point there, sir. You got a point, sir. I ain't mad with you. You got a point.
Those owners are not there. They ain't been there for about 2 years.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And the reason some people might say, well, what are you worried about it for? Well, if it's in the public got a right to speak on it. And, sir, you are absolutely correct. And nothing wrong with you asking about that, because if it's a problem, they can either answer it privately, they can answer it on their website, or they can come on this show and answer it if they want to. So there's nothing wrong with you asking that question. Thank you, sir. And anything else you want to say, you got the flow by yourself. You got the flow. Anything else?
What happened the other day with Trigger Man and Tony Wright? Last Wednesday.
They were supposed to race. The race was locked out for 9:00. It started raining at about 9:10. So quite naturally, if it's raining at the time they're supposed to race, they cannot race. So that's what happened. Yeah. They did not race.
Okay.
Who is it?
Okay.
Anything else? Anybody? I tell you what, we'll turn this into a question and answer. I'll be on the hot seat. Anything y'all want to know about racing, hit the one button and ask me. I'll answer it. Y'all gonna turn my show into truth or dare. 312-1227. What's on your mind?
Hey, dog, I just wondered what Kid was, you know. He been kind of late coming on my show, too. I think maybe me and you ought to fire his ass, then he ain't going to have no job.
Well, see, I'm gonna be like this here, Big Eddie. It's going to be like this here. I can't fire him because I ain't going to pay his salary, but he ain't getting paid, so I can't fire him. What's up, Big Eddie? You doing all right, brother? You doing okay, brother?
I'm doing a lot better now. I just did a little walk with my walker, so I'm getting stronger. I can stand up better now and sit up.
He ain't come, Eddie. He must be doing something. He must be at a function or something. It sounds like he had a party.
What's going on, dog? What's going on, Eddie?
Hey, that wasn't me, Kid. That wasn't me.
Oh, no. I knew that.
I was about to cut the show off, Kid, because then nobody want to talk about nothing. Since Wheelchair resigned from discussing people's races and everything, and they don't want to come on and discuss their own races, I don't blame him. So, I was going to cut the show off earlier, which I don't care, because I got a call from a girl. I'm ready to go.
I did want
to
ask something.
I didn't get a chance to call in yesterday, but, man, I just wanted to say from what I seen, what I did catch, and I caught quite a bit of, boy, that was a hell of an event, boy. I mean, that was a hell of an event. It was something to watch, man. And then see Chicago come down there that strong, man.
Chicago showed up strong. Chicago showed up strong. Both events, the one in Orangeburg and the one in Trick or Treat. Trick or Treat was the best one I done been to be honest with you, Big Eddie. That was the best one I've been to, I believe.
Man, I'm telling you, that shit was bad. I wish I could have been there, boy. That shit was bad. That's the baddest one I've seen this year.
Right on. Go ahead,
kid.
Come on, kid.
Is there any truth to a rumor that somebody's car got broken in down in Orangeburg?
If you're talking about wheelchair car got stolen.
Oh, it got stolen?
Yeah, so they had to break into it. So, yeah, you hear it right. They stole his car, and they still haven't recovered it yet.
Damn.
Yeah. Stole wheelchair car. Yep.
Oh, man.
Sure did. I told you, today is ask question day. I cannot answer a question today when y'all ask me. I can't answer. You look like Dre. This is Dre, 832-3731. Who's that, Charles or Dre? I ain't got my glasses on.
Nah, this Raymond. How you doing, dog?
Hey, Raymond? What up?
Yeah, it's Raymond. How you doing? Man, I like that song you played earlier. Go Out, Walk With Me. That's the name of that?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Who's saying that? I need that song. I'm trying to see who's saying that, dog.
But Hillary Jackson got a version of it. She got a version of it. That's the only name I can give you off the top of my head. You know, when I put them on there, I don't put the names on there. But Mahalia Jackson, Walk With Me.
Okay.
You know, they got different versions of it, yeah. Appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate you on that. We glad to hear something positive, sir. Yes, sir. 601-1400. 601-1400. Come on with it, baby boy.
Go. Who
you
just said? Car got stolen?
Yeah, wheelchair. Yeah, they stole wheelchair. His personal car, not his race car. His personal car.
Stolen.
His personal car got stolen. Wheelchair's personal car got stolen, y'all. Yes. Right. No, but I think he was afford to steal that car and the race car. The race car probably cost more than
that. That's what I'm saying. It's still fucked up, though. God damn.
Yeah, it messed up, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anytime somebody steals from somebody, it's a bad thing, man. That's a thief.
Yep.
The Lord said that thou shalt not steal. But they do. All right, I just got a text in, and I told you today, I turned it to a trooper, anyway, I answer. I'm on the hot seat. Anything you want to ask me about racing, if I know about it, you can ask me, and I'll tell you the answer if I know it. A question just come in and said, what happened to the Shouted and Dunye and Solve the Ditch race? Both Shouted and Solve the both paid the punk out to win. They paid the punk out. Both of them paid the punk out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can a DP man tell racers that they're running on track rules? I just heard a DP man say it. A DP man can say it or suggest it or whatever, but whatever the two people that are racing are, they can run on whatever rules they want to run on. So a DP man can't tell them, he can tell them that, but he can't make them do it. He can suggest it or tell them that they're running on track rules, but it's up to them to say whether they want to run on track rules or not. Not up to the DP man.
But what a dog. Why do you think there's so much controversy with the grudge racing nowadays?
Because people are betting money that they can't afford to lose. That's the bottom line. They want to be big shots and they want to be Hollywood, but they got Hollywood and big shot. But they got a cheap whiskey, cheap wine, a budget. But they want to be big shots. That's the main. That's the bottom line. Cause see, a gambler, kid, listen to me real good. A gambler or whoever, They don't worry about whether they win or lose or fight about it. They take the good with the bad and keep on pushing. A real gambler. If you got money that you're supposed to have for gambling, it's for gambling. If you lose it, you just, hey, I lost it. If it come back to you double, you just got a bonus. Somebody also sent in, who was the first to turn the clock off at a race? Who was the first to turn the clock off at a race? I don't understand that question, but the clocks for grudge racing is always off. So what are you asking me? Send me another. Make me to understand what you're asking me. Kid, they said that was a good answer to what you asked me, though. They said, explain what cone is the finish. I saw some guy saying Mile by Albacone was the finish. Well, if he thinks it's at the finish, I can't explain it. The cone is the cone. You get to the Mile by Albacone, you get to the Mile by Albacone before the finish line. But one cone is the Mile by Albacone and one cone is the finish line cone. That's the best I can tell you. Somebody come on with a better answer, though. But you get to the Mile by Albacone before you get to the finish line.
You're correct.
So. Any questions, guys? Ask away. Any questions? They can be whatever related to anything you want to ask. Okay. Yeah, I got
some. You really think that you and Jay Bond can beat my bone with that car? I seen you drive down the track the other day, or you just playing?
No. To be honest with you, no, I do not think we could beat you because I know you're not going to get your ass out there in the race. So, no, we can't beat you. No.
Oh, man.
No, we can't beat you because you got a race to be a beat. Because, see, I come to your house. Like a matter, but I'm supposed to be in North Carolina Saturday. If it wasn't, I come to your house and run you, sir. But you know, I can't never beat you if you don't race.
Well, we put up for the year, dog, and the only reason we didn't come down there is because we never had a chance to play with that car.
You wasting airtime asking that dumbass question.
Hear me out, dog.
Why would he ask
the reason we didn't bring the car down there because we ain't never played with the car on a glued track like that yet, so we didn't want to take no chance trying to play on a radio prep track with a big tire.
Okay. Okay, well, then now, don't ask me if you're going to whip, because like I said, my bottom line, to make a short answer, I can't beat you, no, because you're not going to race. But anyway, another question just come in. It says, hey, who got the background noise? I got your mic, so if you got background noise, either mute your phone or just, and I'll close them for you. Please, okay? You just having a question and answer, it should be real quiet and nice. So if you got background noise, anything, especially if you own some good headphones, it picks up the background noise. So please mute your phone. Just put your phone on mute. You're not talking, just mute your phone. I don't know why. That's the simplest thing to do for everybody that comes on these blog talk shows. They come on. You can still hear if you put your phone on mute. Not like some people think, if I mute my phone, I can't hear. You can still hear if with your phone on mute. It says, does Orangeburg have a problem with the timing system, or is it truly the driver's fault for red lights? I got conflicting answers on that right there. And I'm gonna tell it the way I just talked about it today. They said that they have fixed the timing light system, but we've seen a picture where they had batteries over there on the sensors still over there. So what they are saying is, in the tower is supposed to be fixed, but down and below the tower, on the line where the lights are at, they got a 12 volt battery and they shouldn't be hooked up like that. So the answer is yes and no. That's the best I can do. The answer is yes and no. Was it fixed or not? That's the best I can tell you. Nah, let's see. For grudge racing, when is the first time you remember seeing the clocks off and what event? Come on, George, I just told you every grudge race I've been to, the clock's been off. When we started doing grudge racing, they automatically turned the clocks off. I can't remember, man. I've been racing for this year, be 52 years. No, 53 years this year. I've been racing 53 years. I can't remember when they turned it.
Hey, dog.
So I used to brother.
He might.
Yeah.
Hey, dog. He might be from up north. It was a long time before they started cutting the clocks off up north. We used to just call match race. Yeah, you know, with the clocks on, it didn't matter up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Well, see, that, yeah, I'm saying he has to hear. When did they turn him off first? I don't know. See, normally when we was down here, yeah, when we drove, they turn him off anyway. They turn him off anyway. So I can't yeah, remember the first time, because, you know, I can't remember Grudge racing with the clocks on, put it that way. I'm going to answer that way. I'm not trying to be funny or condescending in my answer. I don't remember me Grudge racing with the clocks on, put it that way. I don't remember. Let's see here. I got on this one. Explain the first awards, because some of these DP men get confused. Okay. First of worst, when you're running track rules and everybody talking about, well, it's an NHRA track, or it's an IHRA track, well, it's a whatever. All the rules are the same on first of worst. All sanctioning bodies got the same on first of worst. First of worst is if one driver, if driver A red lights and driver B said, oh, I'm finna go on down and make me an all-out full pass, and he does that and either cross the center line or cross the, hit the wall or knock the cone over, that means he did a worse offense than the red light, and he would be the loser. So basically what I'm saying is, if you're a driver out there and you see a guy red light, it might behoove you to just idle on down that track. It might just behoove you so you don't cross the center line, hit the wall, which uh-huh, is the minor if you don't have a line, or hit one of them, knock one of them cones off, because if you hit any cone or any timing device, you are disqualified. So the best thing you uh-huh, do is to hope you stay in the middle of the track and don't hit nothing. Let's see. I've been calling you. My line is muted. Yeah, your line is muted. You didn't say you wanted to open, you big dummy. Tim Miles going to get on my nerves. Tim Miles want to open his mouth. Should you send me a text? Let's see.
I was just trying to comment. Okay,
hold on just a minute. Let me answer this question right quick. It says, okay, okay, no, go ahead, Tim. Go ahead. I'll answer the question later. Go ahead, Tim.
No, go ahead. Mine is just a joke. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, we ain't trying to joke right now, Tim. Come on, we serious now. When does the 7-second timer is active? They want to know when does the 7-second timer is active. The 7-second timer, for all y'all that didn't know, and I had to learn too, if you got a starter, the starter does have to flip the switch to start the 7-second timer. What's supposed to happen is once stages are up there, that means that when both guys pre-stage, that tells you or should tell them that both of them are ready to race. Now, once one of the guys turn on one more light, the man should hit that flip that switch, and that's when the 7 seconds should start. So if you see two solid lights on the other man's side, you better start getting your butt in there within 7 seconds. Otherwise, you should be timed out. If that track is running auto start. If that track is running auto start. I say that because some tracks don't run auto start. So that's the way I'm going to answer that. Hold on, I got one more for the joke come up, Tim. They said, was this weekend the reason Frank Lucas being sold? Was this, from what I understand, and I can only speculate, and I don't really like to speculate on bad stuff. They said Frank Lucas was being sold because don't nobody, they got a bad taste in their mouth because of the way they acted this weekend, and they said nobody want them at the track and nobody want to race them. So if you asking me, yeah, that's the word I got. And it's public, and I can't say it's, I didn't hear directly from them. It's only rumor mill. If it's a rumor mill, I'll tell y'all it's a rumor mill. But that is the rumor going around, that nobody want them at the track, and they're being blackballed, so they say they're going to sell the car. Y'all just want to know all the gossip, don't you? Come on, Tim, out with your joke. Come on with your joke.
Oh, I was going to say this, dog. All the years I've been racing, if you don't want the clock on, you go up there to them and tell them, pay them $10 or something, and they'll turn the clocks off so you make your pass. But that's, you know, when they say the clocks are off, that's the only time. Ever since I've been racing, that's what we do. Just go up there and pay them, and they just turn the clocks off for you because they don't normally mm-hmm. like to do that. But another thing, I was going to tell you to be cautious, dog, because Mudbone even called out Chuck. So you better watch yourself now.
Tim, Mudbone ain't playing. I try to tell y'all to make the situation short. If Mudbone done put his damn car for the year, why is he even worried about racing somebody? Why is he even talking about it? Why even ask the question? He done put his car for the year. So shut the hell up. You ain't racing. Y'all gonna make me cuss. Somebody said, "Can you post a 16 car field for? Can you post a 16 car field for my Kia race?" I will post the set. I will post the 20 deposit we got. Who gonna be in the field and who won't be in the field? I don't know. I got 20 deposits. I will post that up when I get a chance. I'll post it up when I get a chance. And my prediction for the final two, I can't, because see, everybody trying to predict who gonna be this and who gonna be that. You don't realize. You don't know who you might draw. The two you predict to be the finals might have to run each other the first round. So you never know. It's a hell of a. It's gonna be a hell of a race, regardless how it come out. All I can tell you to do is be there and root for who you like. If anybody that think they can pick the last two, if they do that, they should go to Las Vegas and pick the lottery numbers. Pa Joe, what's on your mind, Pa Joe?
I can predict the last two.
You can't even predict where you're gonna race, but what the hell you?
Oh, okay, man.
My hard work.
What?
Yeah, you're on. I got another question. Yeah, I know. I got another. Y'all, like I said, please, if y'all don't mind today, keep put your phones on mute. I still hear some background noise. So just mute your phone if you ain't talking. This another good question just came in. Do they have to cross the center line or touch the line to be disqualified? Depending on what sanctioning body you're running on. If you're running on IHRA, which is almost now non-existent, but it still is existent. If you touch the line at an IHRA sanction track, if you touch it, you are disqualified. NHRA, you got to cross it. IHRA, you touch it, you're disqualified. NHRA, you cross, you're disqualified. That's the difference in it. And good question. Have you found yourself a black hero yet? Yeah, I'm my own black hero.
Oh, what
I'm
it all?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, a 5.3 is considered a big block. Am I correct?
Yes, kid. Yes, I know that. And I now when you start asking them kind of questions, I ain't too smart on that, but I know a 5.3 is a big block. Yes.
Okay. Now, what is a 484 considered as?
Big block.
Big block.
Okay. Why are they always calling it a small block or whatever?
Who called it a small block?
People I've seen call it a small block.
Well, ignorance is no defense for, you know, for not knowing shit.
What he talking about is he not saying it right. He talking about like the board. He ain't talking about the board deck. He talking about like you get a regular small block and make it into a 484 cubic inches or something like that. Like they make a 600 cubic inch small block, but still a small block.
Okay.
Is the deck?
I didn't know that. Okay, I don't know. I can't answer that. But kid, and like I said, this question's answered. I'm gonna answer every question somebody want to answer tonight. Might not be the answer you want, but I'm gonna answer every question you. I call somebody and find out. I told y'all I'm good at what I do. I ain't got nothing to hide. I live in a glass house. All right, kid got a question. Let me see. Can I get him an answer? I'm gonna give kid an answer. I'm gonna get him an answer. Hold on, I got another. Will Pa Joe be a duck race with the clocks on, or is he going to no time? Will Pa Joe? That question's for you, brother.
No, I will not be at Duck's race.
Okay. Y'all heard him. Y'all hold on. Let me get Kia to answer. I told y'all. Y'all want to... Don't ask me about your girlfriend or your wives now. I don't know nothing about that. If I do, I ain't going to tell you.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Mike Shelton. How you doing?
Hello.
This Willie Dog.
Yeah, Willie.
All right, I got a gentleman on the show got a question for you. Brother Kidd, ask Mr. Okay. Mike Shelton what your question was, because I can't answer.
Mike Shelton, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
All right, my question is, a 5.3 is a big block, am I correct?
Well, I mean, you can make a small block of 523, too.
Oh, you can?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what is a 484 considered?
Well, a
5.3.
A 5.3 if you're talking about an LS motor or something like that, that's a small block. But if you're talking about a 5.3 bore space, that's a big block. A 4840 is a 4840. It's a big block.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Any more engine questions? Because I can't answer them, but I call somebody to answer them. I'm going to get answers from whoever y'all want tonight. Any more engine questions?
Yeah, I got one for them, dog.
All right, go ahead.
Why is it so hard to make a hammerhead like a Brad Adams and hammerhead when all knock is so hard?
Well, they were never designed for nitrous to begin with. They were designed for really a blower type deal, but it's not hard to make a Hemi run on nitrous. You just got to approach it with a different type of mentality than a conventional big block head or a 18 degree head.
Okay. All right, Mr. Shelton, I think you done answered this before on another program, but you got different people listening. So they said, what makes more horsepower, a 484 or the 5-inch?
Well, you can make a 4840 make just as much horsepower as a 5-inch. A 5-inch bore space motor normally will last longer because of the thickness of the cylinder walls.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't make any more horsepower if it's bored out too big. They made the 5-inch bore space stuff because of the fact they were copying like the 4900 Fords, and they just made it a little bit bigger so you could go with a bigger bore and a less stroke, which makes things more reliable. A good 5-inch bore space motor with a good head, it will make some more horsepower than a 4840, but it's not going to make 200 or 300. It's going to make between 50 and 65 horsepower.
Okay. All right. I got a couple of hands up. If it ain't about motors, I'm going to... 662-3384.
I'm trying to do away from the crowd. You know everybody. Niggas.
Oh, man, that man ain't paying attention. Let me get him out again. 773-22222. Is this a motor question? Engine question?
Yes, sir, it is. Yes, sir, it is.
Come on with
it. I was recently told, since you have a big block, it's automatically a 484. What exactly is a 484?
Well, that's the bore spacing. That's the spacing from cylinder. That's all that is.
Okay, so if your bore spacing is not a 484, then you don't have a 484.
You can have a 5-inch, you can have a 4900, you can have a 5200, you can have a 5300.
Right, so if your bore spacing is just, say, a 4500, of course you don't have a 484.
No.
It's
two different animals.
Yes. Okay, got it. Understood. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Mr. Mike, they said, what's the max bore space? Hold up. Don't you hear me talking first, brother? Hey, they said, what's the max bore space you can get out of a small block?
If you're willing to buy a billet block, you can get 4600. If you're talking about blocks that you can pick up the phone and buy them tomorrow, 4500. A small block, 4400. But then you can go with the 4500. Then anything after 4500, it becomes a 4600. Now you can make a good machinist can take a block and kind of do anything he wants to with it. You can make a 4450 from center to center, but it's not economical to do it. But the reason why they're making these bigger bore space motors is because you can put more bore in them and you have to you can run less stroke, which makes them a little, real, literally last a little bit longer.
Keith, they want to Big Eddie, go ahead, Big Eddie. Big Eddie, go ahead, Big Eddie.
Yeah, I just wanted to verify something because what the guy was trying to ask Mike actually is a stock big block out of the factory. What's the board space on that? I had told him, I had tried to tell him before, but a lot of people don't understand that a stock 454, 427, 396 or whatever, they all 484 blocks to begin with, but they that's why they don't understand why the other blocks are so fast. So they get it confused.
Well, the reason why the blocks are designed from the factory, all the factory blocks were designed to make what the horsepower level they are today. So all these aftermarket blocks are made with better material, more different material, and it makes them stronger. But if you went out and bought a dark block, it's a 4840. You call up Chevrolet and buy a block, it's a 4840. So the blocks
are the same. That's the point.
The blocks are the same bore space from center of the bore to center of the bore. But the metal in the blocks have changed so much. That's why these new 4840s, as they call them, makes more power than a stock block.
That's right. That's the thing I was trying to explain to Mike. How you doing today, Mike?
Yeah.
Doing fine.
Y'all been fellowship later now. We on a question and answer now, Big Eddie. This don't make no sense to me, but it might make sense though. They said, Mike, can you make a 632? Can you make a 632 a small block? Maybe they didn't ask the question right, but that's what they said. Can you make a 632 a small block?
The biggest small block that basically steam safely without 200,000 tied up in the motor is a 582. Now you can make a 622, but basically it's a 4600 bore. It's a very tall deck block. You run a big crank. You got to run bigger than a 4750 crank. Actually, you run about almost a 5-inch stroke crankshaft in it, because even your 4600 bores, you're not going to get much more than a 4-inch 400 bore, maximum bore, out of a billet block. But there's no production block that I know of that goes any bigger than 4500.
Okay. They said, got another question coming in. They said, with a 4840, what's the biggest cubic inch that engine can be? A 4840, what's the biggest cubic inch that engine can be?
With an aftermarket block, you can make an 812 to 825. I personally had a 774 22 years ago, 4840.
Okay. All right. Any more engine questions? Mike got to go eat his dinner and get his sleep because he's old.
I'm confused.
All right.
I just asked about a 4840 because the person said I had a big block. Is automatically a 484. Now I just heard something different from when Big Eddie asked the same question.
No. You shouldn't be confused. They make a 4840. They make a 12-inch tall deck 4840. It's an aftermarket block. But it's still
deck,
a 4840.
The deck makes the difference. Oh, the deck makes the difference then.
Only the bore centers. Center of the bore to center of the bore. I don't care how tall the block is, how wide it is, it's still a 4840.
So from the factory, they made a 4840.
From the factory, they made a 4840. And from the factory, they made a 4900. But basically, whatever went into a production car, big block production car, was a 4840.
Okay.
whether
that's
it was
why
a truck.
I said you got a 484 to you.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Technically,
you know, Willie Dog, I had one. I got confused when he said, I understand deck heist, and you know, but he was saying that the new material in the new blocks, that's what the trick is to make it faster, because I'm going to just say this. I have a 484, and I got a 10-2 deck, and I'm trying to figure out, well, what's the trick to make them running much faster and things like that. When you said the material of the block, then I got kind of confused because I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's going on, because it's just a big air pump, you know, and I don't understand that.
Well, you got to understand, take paper.
Do it
too. All right. Then take carbon fiber. The paper can be the same thickness of the carbon fiber, but which is stronger? Naturally, carbon fiber. That's what they're doing to the blocks. Now, if you've got a stock block, you got the old material that they made from the factory. They went out in the ground, dug up a bunch of material, melted it down, and made you a block. Nowadays, what they do is they have special material. It's got more nickel in it. It's got the thicker walls. Even though it's a 4840, the aftermarket blocks have been engineered to accept the more power.
Billet.
Yeah. Let's go back to the 454. It's a 484. All right. You bore that block. 454 stock block can go to about, the biggest I've ever seen one is a 4.400 bore. Well, the bow tie block can go 4600, but it's still a 4840 bore center.
Correct.
They redesigned the blocks. If you've got a factory block, you're racing. You're 20 years behind time because it won't hold up.
Wow.
All right. All right, shut up, Tim. If you heard it, don't prolong the same. Don't beat the same horse. Anybody else got anything?
Okay.
Anybody else got anything? I'm finna let Mr. Sheldon go eat his dinner now. Anybody else got anything? Mike Sheldon, we appreciate you coming on. Give me your number again, because Big Eddie be trying to steal all my. He be trying to steal my people. But give me your number again and tell them where you at and everything before you go, Mr. Mike.
All right, well, I'm in Louisiana. My phone number is 336-479-1293.
All right.
You got it?
All right, Mike. Yeah. Okay, Mike is in Nashville,
North
Carolina. 336-479-1293. All right, Mike.
Yeah,
appreciate you. Love you, brother. Yeah.
All right. Love you too.
Come on. All right.
Y'all be
Take
blessed,
care, brother.
Yep.
All righty. All right.
Bye.
All right. Any more questions, y'all? I told y'all, if y'all got questions, if I don't know it, I'll find somebody to know. Oh, Pajo. They asked you, Pajo. They said, is Pajo coming grudge racing, or is he just going to come on this show every week bluffing people like he's tough? They want to know what you're going to do, Pajo.
Oh, man.
Number one, I am.
Uh-huh.
Asking that question, he can get it. I'll just pick that up in the wind for y'all to find out in the future.
Okay.
I like that, Mike.
That ain't Mike. That's Pajo.
Oh, Pajo. I like that.
Yeah.
And I told y'all years ago, I'll be the bad fuck on this phone, and I still am.
Yeah,
I like that, Mike.
They said,
I like that.
Why you keep calling him Mike? They said, are you coming?
Called to Mike Shelton, I got all messed up.
Yeah. They said, are you coming 484?
Possible.
Pajo. They say, are you coming 484?
Yes, it's possible.
Okay. See, I couldn't hear you because, you know, Tim keeps jumping in with his big mouth. He got a loud ass phone. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another question
came
in.
Ain't gonna tell you no lie.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Y'all gotta be quiet when the questions come in. Then we can talk after the questions come in. We got no more. Question just come in and ask me. Y'all know about the big race between Fentanyl and Big Hex for tomorrow. If you ask me what I personally think, I think mm-hmm. Big Hector finna take three losses. If you ask me, because from the research I got, they said he got to do a whole lot of improving to be able to get by Fentanyl. So I'm taking if you had to ask me right now, I have to take Fentanyl.
But you do know this though, dog. Fentanyl is deadly.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, somebody here must have been talking too fast. They said, I hope he got a lawyer the way Fletcher Fox talked bad to him. It's Fletcher Cox, not Fox. Yeah, Fletcher Cox did talk kind of nasty to him.
Oh,
but he
man,
was going to run Fletcher
ain't
Fox,
heard, too. Ain't heard from Big Fletch this year.
Yeah, he did. Fletcher was on the show the other week, kid, the other week.
Oh, he was?
About a week or two ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, Fletcher, tell whoever texting you.
The same way Fletcher Cox talked bad to me, I can take that. I'm good where I'm at. I can talk bad to ass, just like I can talk bad to y'all ass for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, they hear you.
So quit calling
these
big time. I've been back in racing 4 years. So quit trying to call these big time millionaires
for
little motherfucker on a limo that can stump anybody on this fucking phone ass.
Damn.
Put the fuck up or put the goddamn money up.
Lord, how much?
Well, homeboy, you know, I ain't gonna divulge who it is, but they keep on. They must got something against you. I don't know who it is though, because I just got the phone number.
I accept that. I understand.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have people against me because they're jealous.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get the rest of it so you can finish cussing. He said, "Are you gonna go to crime again like the big country?" He said, "You're going to go to crying like a big country."
I ain't got nothing to cry about.
Come on, kid.
I ain't got nothing to cry about. Don't worry about goddamn bringing these reels to the track and selling to you hungry motherfuckers right now.
Hold up. Homeboy, you forgot. You told me you had settled down, homeboy. I gotta send you back to Brother D's, a doctor. You told me you were selling down. Brother D's anger management class. I gotta send you Brother D's anger management class.
That's why the car is called a bone crusher. I specialize in cooking meat, and I also specialize in kicking ass with this car.
Yes, sir.
So everything coming in. I'm selling myself. I sell myself, like you said, dog. You don't talk about yourself or talk about what you're doing. Ain't nobody gonna know
shit.
Hey,
yes, sir.
I'm here. The
bone
crusher. I got a car for your ass, and I got some good meat, too.
A.K.A. Pipe Shop Gangster, baby.
Hey, Pie Joe, do you use gym shoes or Stacy Adams when you're kicking butt? Do you use gym shoes or?
Red Wing. Red Stacey Wing boots.
Oh, man, not red bottoms.
Yeah. Red Wing boots.
Yes, sir. I like that.
Yes, sir. Any more questions, y'all? Today is question and answer day today. Any more questions? Come on with it. We got a little more time to mess around. Yes, sir.
Okay, one more question, dog. Since they got 16 cars down there in Mike Hill Shootout, those four alternates, if they don't join in the race, do they get their refunds back or what?
Yes. If they don't get it, if their number's not called, they will get their money back, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, dog, I'm confused. I'm not sure, so I'm just asking, not getting. If they want the people to come in and race, why they got alternates if they've got 16 cars? If you got 20 cars, that's even better. We don't care about 25 cars. That's even better. So I didn't understand. What's the problem? I'm just asking.
Okay. All right. That was a good question, Tim. But knowing you in racing, now, Tim, unless you was asking that question for somebody else, that's the dumbest question in the world. not dumb. Mm-hmm. It ain't dumb what I mean, but you should have figured, Tim, you always want a 16-car, oh, I ain't going to say that. You either want an 8-car field, a 4-car field, a 16, whatever field car you want. You always
want alternate.
Want alternate just in case some of them came
in. Somebody break.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why you got alternates in every. You should want alternates. That's why. And they're not trying to run a 20-car field or a 25-car field. They only want a 16-car
mm-hmm.
field.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they got all of this, Tim. That's why they got all of this, Tim.
Yeah, that was a dumbass.
Okay. Well, I understand, but wait a minute. It didn't, from what I understood, it may be dumb, but I'm saying if you got 20 cars, give a kid, put them all in there. Why you got these guys sitting on the sideline waiting to try to get in? Put them all in. Let's go. Let's see them race each other.
Because,
and watch
this.
If you don't, wait a minute, hold on, let me finish. Let me finish. If you got the 20 guys in there and one don't show up, they just get a bypass and keep on going, or whatever the case may be. They get a free pass and go to the next round because you couldn't make the trip.
No, Tim. You add one of the alternates to make still get your 16-car field, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what the alternates are for. That's what they're for, Tim. Everybody that's been racing. Now, Tim, I ain't going to say it's a dumb question, because just because you didn't know it don't mean it is dumb. So I take that back, but I'm trying to say, Tim, I thought everybody ought to understood what alternates mean, Tim.
I know what an alternate is, but I didn't understand why they didn't want to go ahead and put them all in there instead of race each other.
Tim, you see NHRA, they got a 16-car field. When they got 25
mm-hmm.
cars in pro stock, don't you know number 16
mm-hmm.
don't make it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They don't want for 16. 16 is a number where they got no buys or no nothing, Tim. So they want 16. Now, once they get to 16 and start racing, and then if somebody break in, then somebody will get a buy if the name break during the elimination, Tim.
Mm-hmm. It's a difference in alternate and altercations, Tim.
Right.
Well, and also they got to remember, I don't even follow the shootouts. I don't know all that junk.
Okay,
stop, Tim.
Don't talk to him. If you don't follow him, they're going to say, well, what the heck? You keep asking them damn questions for if you don't follow him.
I might decide to put a car together and come down here and stomp the line and not stay behind. Whoever was running their mouth. You ain't fast. You ain't because you on the phone talking.
It's like you. I'm on the phone.
We're not going to get into arguments.
What kind of car you got? I might decide to come over there and tap him on the shoulder.
Y'all be nice right now, guys. We got a session coming if you want to. Yeah. Tim asked a question. And like I said, to us, it's just like a mechanic. You might know how to use a 916. I might not even know what a 916 is. Don't mean I'm a dummy. It's just that I just don't know. But, Tim, that was kind of dumb.
Yeah, I understand that, dog. But I try to ask it, and I do also.
Yeah. Let me get somebody on here that will argue with a yield sign. I'm finna get a man on here now. Anybody tell me who I'm finna mic up in there? I got a man up in the open mic up here arguing with a stop sign. Who I'm talking about? Anybody tell me?
Oh, man.
Anybody tell me?
No.
501-0913. Come on in here. Danny Boy. It's Danny Boy, y'all. Danny Boy, your mic on. No, Skinny Nicks was going to show.
Yeah, somebody.
What you want, Banner Joe? You hit the one button.
I heard two men say what they'll do, and I just want to live their resume. I want to know the man with the red wing boots. I want to know who ass he kicked in the last 2-3 years.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Come on,
boy. Pajo, they talking about you.
I'm on here.
Lord, have mercy.
That's all I've been racing. You go look at the damn film. You see who has that kick.
Okay.
Who has that kick physically? What you want to know?
Damn, Danny Boy fell off. Danny Boy fell off. I hope he called right back. Because if he don't call right back, his spot going to be gone. Kale City, your mic on, Kale City. Dre, your mic on. Thank you, Dre. Yeah. Everybody, mic on. We ain't arguing yet now. We ain't started arguing yet now. We ain't arguing yet. I mean, we were just asking questions.
Hey, Kajo.
I'm here. Yeah.
All right, this Big Eddie, man. I'm definitely not one of the ones that hate on you. I love to see when brothers do good. And I like what you're doing. Beautiful car and everything. Oh. But I was just wondering a question. These nitrous cars against that big old blower, are you getting any spots?
We have to wait till my year. I'm gonna respect the grudge game. And when that year, yeah, which is coming up, I see where I'm at, or I might like Dawg said, I might be in a 4A4. So
Come over there and get the first game. Hey, that's a beautiful car you got, man. I hope you get away where you want to be. You ain't been listening, Eddie. He might not have that car, but he might not have that same motor stuff. He might not have that combination.
I understand that, dog. I'm just saying his operation and what he's trying to do, I love it. You know, I love what he's doing. I hope he's successful. He did that
because everybody said what he couldn't do, and he told him he could do it. And he proved what he said he was going to do. Everything he said he was going to do, he did.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But I love you, bro.
Dre, your mic on. Yeah, Dre, your mic on. Cassidy, your mic on.
Hey, Pride Joe, I was just about to ask you the same thing, Danny Barty. Who the hell are you racing in the last year or two?
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
The last race I was at, and I was there Sunday. I was big dog going home. Yeah, well, we not talking about class racing. We talking about grudge racing, period. Okay. So how can I grudge race and not be class racing? I would be disrespecting the game if I was grudge racing somebody. I'm show the time.
Okay.
So everybody holler. Are you coming to grudge racing is the question. I'll answer that question where you were. I probably wasn't
My time up in February.
Your time up in February. So you'll be grudge racing, right?
You will find out. I said I surprised you.
You said your time is up in February, so obviously you on the grudge racing show. If not, you'd have been on them class racing shows, the duck show and all that. So evidently you coming over this way, right?
You never know.
Well, I'm just asking a question, man. Don't shoot me.
Don't worry about me.
You know, one of my partners.
Hey,
one of my
don't worry about it, sweetheart.
What you gonna do?
Hey, don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Why ain't nobody to play with like that, man? Now, I know you're not, but why ain't somebody else to do that with?
Well, find somebody else to ask questions. Don't worry about me. I can't ask you,
because you won't hear from me to ask. You told me you here,
okay.
So we want to have a question. I appreciate you. Thank
you.
So
you don't like my damn answer, hit the goddamn red button.
Thank you for the time, sir. Go ahead on, though.
Lord,
have mercy.
I gotta fill it now. I'm spending too much money. I gotta send it to the manager. Settle down, homeboy.
Hey, dog, he just mad because ain't nobody eating them goddamn ribs over there burning up.
Oh, man. You lied about that. If I get some, I'm going to eat them.
Come on, Dre.
I know that's a lie. Dre trying to.
I was.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart. It's that spot. I'm trigger leaking that. That's
not. Oh, man. Not the trigger leak.
I'm trigger leaking that. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. All right, guys. All right, y'all. Hey, we free for all now then. Everybody got all the questions in. We free for all now. Y'all, we free for all. So do what you want to do, guys. Do what you want.
But let me ask a question, dog. Who was that was talking to me? I they know my voice. And they know who I am, but who was that was running their mouth talking to me?
I don't know. They on the phone still. They can talk
I might want to come down there and tap them on the shoulder and show them what Big Red will do.
Oh, uh-oh, man.
The grudge.
Oh,
I ain't going to mess with that. I ain't going to mess with that, dog. No, sir.
Come on, Tim. You can't be being bad, but as soon as a man says something, you bag down that quick.
Oh, man, not the Michael Jackson.
Lord have mercy.
See, that darn Dre be trying to trick me, dog. I can't mess with that Dre.
You scared of Dre?
Hey, dog, man, I said the man tried to trick me. I looked up. Hey,
Dre
dog, I was going to race.
Like
I looked
Diddy
up.
Man.
At, I was gonna race him, and I looked up. He didn't put Big Eric on me, Reverend Eric.
Eric got that,
yes,
that big old ugly car he got with the hood scoop so big he can't even see over the hood.
Oh, man, not the 1970
that
hood scoop.
That Drake think he slick, dog.
Man. All you gotta do when you get ready to raise Eric though, just tell him when y'all get ready to head to the bunny out box, say, Brother Eric, say a prayer for me. And then you ain't gotta worry about it. It'll be 30 minutes before you stage up. It'll be about 30 minutes before you stage up. Yeah.
I looked around and had Dylan on me. Yeah. He had all them on me, dog. That dog on Dre, boy.
That's what he's supposed to do. He ain't did nothing wrong. He doing his job. That's his job.
That dog say, tell him to say a prayer.
Yeah. It'd be 30 minutes for he stage up. You been warned, buddy.
Yeah.
Then shout him out.
Then he beat him run hot, burn up everything.
Yeah.
He beat him.
Yeah.
He beat him. Forgot he in the car.
I know. Soon as I said something about Brother Eric, Brother D gonna have to come on and kick up for him. Hold on a minute. What you want, Brother D? Because you and Pie Joe gotta go to the same anger management school. Come on in there.
No, see, I don't have anything to say, brother. I don't have anything to say. I just have the mic open. I don't have anything to say. 882.
Hold up. Hey, hold up. Hold up now. Hold up, y'all. Now, Brother Eric's still on here today because y'all ain't doing too much cussing. Hold on a minute. Hey, Reverend Brian. Hey, Reverend Brian. He might be still at work or something. He's still on here, y'all. He ain't hung up yet, yeah. He's still on here.
He probably still at work.
Yeah.
That's why I don't mess with that Dre, dog. I looked up and they said, I know I'm locked in with Eric. No,
Tim, how can you threaten somebody in one breath and bag down before you stop breathing good?
Man. Scared.
Keep talking.
Yeah, he's like popping up at the goddamn mile. I got some artillery around this motherfucker.
882,
I got some artillery. And for a man to keep hollering about what he's speculating and thinking somebody got, I wish he would find him something else to do. Stop worrying about what's going on around him. Please. That's all I ask. But I got a bunch of ammunition.
We
got
to be on our jobs, Dre. You pretty slick.
I got a bunch of ammo around here now, Tim. That's one thing about it. I got firing range for every motherfucker on here. Including a man with a blower car. Including a man with a blower. I got fine range.
Lead. Lead
it.
Leave Pajo alone. Now. Y'all trying to make it.
882. 882.
I got some firing range for whoever got a blow up. I got some firing range for him.
Firing range? What you mean? More specific.
If he want to run his blow up car, I got some blow ups down there too.
Damn. He come out doggone it. That Taylor boy down there.
Oh,
Frankie Taylor.
Get your own shit.
Frankie Taylor.
Quit trying to find somebody for me. I ain't finding nobody for nobody. I got my own shit.
Hey, man, I didn't call nobody's name. I just said I got some firing range for everybody on here that's thinking they bad.
Okay.
That's what I
okay.
said. I ain't called nobody. Got 882,
name. Bro. 882, bro. 882, bro.
So they call your goddamn name. I didn't say nothing. I didn't call your name. You didn't hear me say your name. So don't. Don't come at me hollering about
okay.
somebody finding something for you. I ain't found
my
shit
bad.
For you,
my
sir.
Bad. I apologize.
882
Memphis
Gangster, bro, Tim. 882
Memphis Gangster. 882
Memphis Gangster.
That's why I ain't going over there, dog.
D, I ain't going over there.
Apologize,
sir.
My mic up. My bad. I ain't in my mic alone.
You got to watch out, D, when you bring that Buick down there. You got to watch out. You know, Dre Slick.
882
DC. Hey, Tim House, if that man bring that Buick down here, I'm going to run it with my goddamn Buick. And I got a street-style Buick. Now, if that man bring that goddamn 1949-ass Buick down here, I'm going to bust his ass though with a regular-ass car I drive every day. I'm going to pop his cherry. I'm going to pop his cherry for him.
What a
straight shot. 882 Memphis Gangster versus him. 882.
Yeah, that's what I heard, D. I've been privileged to emphasize the information.
Might be a little bigger by now. It's been 2 years. Might be a little bigger.
I got to say, I got firing range for everybody. Yeah, everybody always hollering about Texas cars and ain't shit. We got firing range for everybody. I thought y'all saw that at Trick or Treat this weekend.
Oh, man.
You got whooped on that trick or treat. You got whooped on
that.
That's
the Texas mob, actually.
I got firing range.
Got whooped on
that
trick or treat.
They just want to treat
it and got tricked. They just want to treat and got tricked.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I bet you wasn't nobody from Chicago down there doing the damn thing.
If it's somebody that's tricked, it was tricked.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't
treat. I think a Texas car knocked off a goddamn car from Chicago. I think, matter of fact, I think that man with that clean, pretty ass Camaro.
I'm sorry. Dog, I thought my mic was open. I heard you call my name. My mic open. My bad.
Well, y'all just won't let Tim off this week. Y'all, why y'all?
Hey, dog.
Yeah, man.
No, hold up. Hey, dog. You can't have the ministers on here lying and stuff because I don't like that. You can't be preaching an hour ago and then you don't set the lying like that. There you go.
Oh,
hey, baby, come here. I'm going to go like I told you. Come here, baby. Come on, God damn it. Let's go. Yeah.
I ain't gonna argue when I got problems. I call Trika Lee. That's what I could do when I got problems. Oh man, that's a Trika Lee. That's a damn thing. You gotta get a woman to handle your business. That's a goddamn thing. I wouldn't tell nobody no shit. That's why you always make sure. Now let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Do
you talk to your
pastor like you talking to him?
Nope.
Do I talk to my pastor like I'm saying, shit, if he doing the same thing Tim doing, yeah, I'm going to let him know.
Now, you a lie. Now, Dre, you lying now because me and you fell out some years back because you said don't even cuss because your pastor would be on your Facebook listening. But now y'all talk to Tim.
But you was on that saying some crazy stuff, and at the time,
it make no difference.
That man
it's Facebook. It's Facebook. My point I'm trying to make, though, like I said, you do what you want, but my point is, you said don't talk like that to me because my pastor listening. But you over here talking to a pastor any kind of way.
You was calling me all kind of bitches and hoes on there. You know what I'm saying? And I told you right away, dog.
Yeah.
I, Listen, nigga, shut up and listen, goddammit.
No, no, don't tell me to shut up and listen on my own show, boy. You can't have it both ways, you mute mouth mother.
We still talk.
Okay.
Now,
damn.
We can't talk.
Mute my mother.
I almost slipped, man.
Great job, dog. Great job. Great job.
Lord,
hey, man, let me talk. You ask me a question, and then you're going to over-talk me. Now, shut up and listen for a minute.
Don't tell
but, yeah,
great.
Nah,
one thing,
you
don't tell a grown man to shut up. You ain't got no kids on here.
Right,
I'm glad you ain't got no kids because
I'm
ugly as
you
is.
Like a grown man to please be quiet and let me talk.
Okay. And when nobody talking but you. All I'm saying is,
you was on that Calvin business hoes and shit, dog. You know, I know we get around like that, but I was just asking not to do that on my page right there where he could see all that. Now, like you said, you did what you wanted to do, but still.
Yeah, but what you doing now then? You said the same thing to Tim out. You said the same thing.
It's a difference.
Because they like brothers, right? Let me, brother, don't you say that. Stay out of there. Stay out of there. Do me a favor, dear. Stay out of there. This is all I'm trying to say. If Tim House said something, he ain't said a curse word to you. If he said a curse word to you or said anything out of the way, then you're right to go back and get on as much as you want to drink. But you talking to him like you talking to me. See, you can talk to me like that.
You ain't heard me cussing that man. What I say to him?
Yes, you did.
What I say, though?
Okay, I ain't going to say what you said, because I don't stop cussing, so I can't say what you said. And then who got all that noise? Put your phone on you, though.
Say what I said. No. Come back to the real dog. Tell me what I said.
I can't say what you said. Somebody else might say it because I ain't cussing on the show no more. Now, on the back line,
everybody,
you ask me, I tell you.
I give them 49 cents if they can tell me what I said, a cussing word to Tim House. I give you 49 cents, maybe another penny and make it 50.
Well, you're talking to him rough, like you shouldn't talk to him if you call him a pastor.
Yeah. I didn't cuss at him. Yeah, I talked rough to him, but I didn't cuss at him.
Oh, man.
Hey, what's up, baby? Get in that corner, huh? Get your ass in that corner. Shut up.
Somebody heard the horses out or something? I mean, what's going on?
Get your ass in that corner. Shut up. That's all I tell my horses to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they do just what I say. Yep, they do just what I tell them.
All right, well, Vin, you got anything else? Yeah, anybody got something? If you don't, I'm going to go ahead and cut this thing off. Y'all ain't got nothing while we had a good everybody's grown, everybody good.
It ain't no controversy going on. Everybody won't be quiet today. That's a damn shame, man. They ain't got nothing else to do but come on here to find out if dog got some mess to start. If he ain't got no
but
mess to start, everybody's mouth closed.
Be great. Every time I had this show, that first hour of this show, then fool me up. I'm full. Come on, Skin.
That's a controversy. Tell your baby daddy that too now. Don't just tell me. Tell your baby daddy the same thing you're telling me.
You're an ugly motherfucker.
Yeah, your baby daddy is too then.
Block.
Hey, tell your hoe block. Block your hoe. That's how your hoe walk and talk when she land in the bed with you. And that's how your hoe sound, just like that. Ain't never known a man to have a hoe sound like a horse.
Hey,
motherfucker. That sounds like he got. That's something. That sounds like he got measles in his mouth.
Yeah. Well, all right, guys. We're going to turn to Robert. We finna get out of here. Oh, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Hey, don't go nowhere, Dre. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to let Brother Tim preach us out of here. Brother Tim. Go ahead. Give us a quick prayer. Give us out of here, Brother Tim.
All right, dog. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you for this show. We thank you for the fellowship, and we thank you for everybody participating and having a good time. And we thank you, Lord, that you said that you came and you gave life and give it to us more abundantly. So we just say thank you, and we thank you, and we just ask that you touch everybody's life and that you continue to keep us. In Jesus' name, amen. We're gone, dogs.